What happens when you discover you've been married for 3 years to someone you can't remember? Not because of a drunken Vegas weekend, but because someone literally stole those memories from your mind. For Sienna Nealon, metahuman protector and reluctant hero, this isn't a thought experiment. It's her new reality. Standing in the Oval Office, listening to President Charlotte Mitchell drop this bombshell, Sienna faces something more terrifying than any supervillain: the possibility that crucial pieces of her identity have been surgically removed from her consciousness. Who is Jeremy James Wade? Why did she marry him? And most unsettling of all, what else might she have forgotten? This revelation arrives at the worst possible time, as Washington, D.C. drowns in a metahuman crime wave that threatens to tear the Capitol apart. Washington has become a war zone. Homicides have tripled, armed robberies occur 30 times daily, and criminals wield superhuman abilities: steel hard skin, pyrokinesis, and worse. Police Chief Adrian Privo admits her officers are outgunned. Sienna's first assignment: a purple-haired metahuman has trapped the Martinez family in their basement, excavating the foundation and carving cryptic symbols into the walls. After a confrontation that destroys half the house, the perpetrator escapes, but Sienna accidentally absorbs her abilities. Now she can communicate with the dead. At crime scenes, she converses with murder victims' ghosts, each frozen in their final appearance, extracting details only killers would know. Within hours, she's cracked multiple cold cases, earning headlines as the new sheriff of DC. But the strange symbols, the surge in metahuman powers, and the desperate excavation all point towards something ancient and dangerous stirring beneath the Capitol. Former FBI supervisor Willis Shaw meets Sienna in a dimly lit K Street coffee shop, looking haggard after a bitter divorce. He shares details about the ghost of DC, people vanishing without trace in surveillance dead zones where cameras mysteriously malfunction exactly 48 hours before each disappearance. At missing person Anthony White's apartment, Sienna finds pristine filing systems and a wall calendar marked with red X's. Using her new ability, she contacts Tony's ghost. He materializes in a blood-stained Oxford shirt, the room plummeting cold, trapped in a loop, repeating only, "They got me, Ma." That plural pronoun haunts her. The investigation turns horrifying at an abandoned Baltimore row house. Three dismembered bodies lie in concentric circles, strange markings carved into their flesh. Shaw emerges from a closet and plunges a ceremonial knife into her chest, eyes filled with supernatural rage. Despite the wound, Sienna subdues him, but even handcuffed, he threatens her in what sounds like Latin mixed with unknown languages. During a hostage negotiation at a McDonald's, Sienna's ghost-seeing ability becomes a nightmare. A funeral dress ghost with glowing red eyes attacks her with razor-sharp claws that draw actual blood. This shouldn't be possible. Ghosts aren't real. Yet the spectral claws tear into her flesh with devastating reality. Panic overwhelms her. She unleashes lightsaber beams, ice, fire, electricity. Nothing works. Terror drives her to transform completely, growing larger until she bursts through the McDonald's roof as a 50-foot dragon, bellowing fire and collapsing the building beneath her. When she finally regains control and shrinks back amid the rubble, the realization hits: she's losing her mind because of her powers. "I turned into a dragon, Reed," she confesses to her brother. "In the middle of DC, I destroyed a McDonald's." Her greatest assets are becoming unpredictable liabilities. The ghost power opens her mind to influences she can't defend against. She's always defined herself through strength and self-reliance, but now that foundation is crumbling. Veteran reporter Mike Darnell delivers devastating news. Jeremy James Wade died about 6 months after your wedding. She's a widow who can't remember being a wife. Jeremy's tragic history emerges. Orphaned young after his Navy father's training accident and mother's cancer death, he bounced through foster homes, dropped out of high school, worked mechanic jobs across the Midwest, skilled but unreliable, disappearing when routine set in. Their paths crossed in Hutchinson, Kansas, three-week whirlwind, Vegas wedding at Silver Bells Chapel, brief Portland life above a Vietnamese restaurant, then Sienna left for Scotland, Jeremy relocated to Middleburg, Virginia, and died of natural causes, suspiciously vague for a healthy 27-year-old. "Why would I marry someone so ordinary?" Sienna questions, "someone unconnected to my meta-human world." More troubling, she's been dating Harry for 8 months, a relationship that began while technically still married. Each night, she stares at her wedding ring, trying to conjure memories that remain stubbornly absent, an emotional amputation where she knows she's lost something profound but cannot feel its absence. Sienna's suspicions crystallize when she spots a BMW with Chinese diplomatic plates near Shaw's abandoned car, connecting to her previous bust of a Chinese spy ring. An Amber Alert for 17-year-old Carrie Chalmers triggers action. Tracking FBI agent Lizzie Bystrom's burner phone to an isolated Virginia farmhouse, Sienna witnesses Lizzie hand carry to two Asian men, all metas. Inside, ghostly apparitions assault her, drawing real blood from a psychic meta with multiple powers. As she collapses, Lizzie discusses suppressant. Breaking free, Sienna battles the mind controller and Lizzie, a plasma wielder, before discovering a basement torture chamber. Then, bullets strike her from behind, one hitting her spine. FBI Director Ron Fagan emerges, gloating about his betrayal. He framed Shaw, sabotaged investigations, and received his position from China in exchange for his good work as a serial killer. Lizzie declares China the winning side. When they look away, Sienna uses electrical powers to trip the breaker. In darkness, she overcomes both attackers and rescues Carrie. As Fagan is led away boasting about being the most prolific serial killer in American history, Sienna taunts him about likely being killed by China before testifying, erasing his smile. After exposing Fagan, Sienna meets President Mitchell to discuss China's power plays. Willis Shaw apologizes for attacking her under mind control, describing the horror of watching himself do it. Chief Prevost resents Sienna abandoning local problems, though she offers to help with major cases. In New Asgard, Sienna confesses to Leith that discovering her marriage and widowhood simultaneously has left her numb. "I can't even properly grieve someone I don't remember," she admits. The epilogue shatters everything. Jeremy James Wade is alive in Hong Kong, moving with superhuman speed as he evades Chinese agents through neon-lit streets. He makes an encrypted call to Hyperion Exports, identifying himself as Orpheus and requesting extraction. "Sienna," he whispers, realizing his wife's recent activities have inadvertently exposed him. Jeremy isn't just alive, he's a sophisticated operative with enhanced abilities, possibly from the same program that affected Sienna. His mechanic background was elaborate cover. Her quest to understand her fragmented memories has set up an inevitable confrontation with the husband she thought was dead.